Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another.
Yes, I am.
The date today is the 1st of October 2009.
Correct.
And the time is 7:20 p.m.
Yes.
If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you're from.
I'm Jonathan James Saniella and I'm 17 years old and I come from Colchester.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm very nervous, so.
What are you nervous about?
Well, it's kind of reverse psychology, because the more you think about what you're going to do, the more nervous you're going to become. And I've been thinking about it quite a lot. But I'm just trying to focus, not thinking about people watching me, and just do what I've practiced and make my point across, be expressive and be effective.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part?
Well, during the summer holiday, I had a lot of free time and I just found myself addicted to watching the live web streaming when there was just nothing better to do, just watching a different person come on. And like Big Brother, the original series was groundbreaking psychologically, as it devolved the participants into their minds to see what they were interested in and what they want to express with the public, putting themselves in a spotlight for a whole hour. And I saw it was a band called Apply, so it just made sense, you know, without thinking, to just apply to it, and didn't really expect to get a place because the odds were heavily against you. But I got an email and I was just sitting checking my email one day and I was like I started running around the building thinking it must have been some kind of prank email, but it was real. I couldn't believe it. And at that point I thought, well, do I want to do it or not? And you weigh up the pros and the cons. The cons is going to be very hard, it's going to be very difficult, very nerve-wracking. But on the pro, I've just got a once in a lifetime opportunity, and if I don't do it, I will spend the rest of my life regretting it, thinking, why didn't I take this opportunity by the horns?
And so how did you then decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Well, then I asked people around in Colchester where I live what they think I should do. And I've got some mixed suggestions. Some of them appropriate, some not so tasteful. And then eventually I just started making a short list of ideas, which I thought were okay. But I was picky and choosy. I couldn't pick between the ideas. Do I want to sing? Do I want to rant about the European Union? So I decided, why not do them all? I've seen many people up there run out of time and after 20 minutes in realise, oh, I haven't got any more messages to throw at the people. So instead, if I have enough material to easily see me through the hour, then I clearly will have enough to just keep going and give a performance for the people in Trafalgar Square today.
So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I think a more apt question is, what am I not going to do? I'm going to be doing philosophy, questions on theology, ranting on The X Factor, European Union, Gordon Brown, Andy Warhol, Christmas, smokers. I will be supporting a good cause called Boys Into Books, which aims to get more boys aged 11 to 14 back into reading great books by reading some select passages from famous books. And as well as that, I'll have some performances, as you will, to entertain the people regarding some singing, some performing, some dancing, including ballet to a rock song at one point, and probably the key event, which has been on the poster I've been publishing around Colchester, is how I will be singing a Hungarian song with a backup band of squeaky dog toys.
And why did you decide to do this?
Originally, the squeaky dog toys was something I did as my Year 9 music composition, which got me a bit of an urban legend at school. While everyone else was either doing drums, singing or violin, I was getting out my dog toys, having a little play. So I just thought, well, this is the perfect stage. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And something like this has probably never been done before and never will be done before. before being the only person to do it is exciting and entertaining at the same time.
And you're going to be singing?
I will be singing, yes.
Is
some
singing
songs.
Something that you like to do anyway?
I used to take singing lessons, but well, it didn't go too well. I failed my grade one exam, which is embarrassing. But I enjoy singing. I mean, even if I make a fool of myself doing it, I enjoy as I sing. And if it's something I enjoy, I might as well keep doing it. Even if it's not going to be something which becomes my life, you can always have it as a pastime.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth now?
Pretty excited, actually, because I'm just focused now. Because I've got a board with all the things I want to do on it. I've looked at the board, I've made bullet points on the board. I know what I'm going to do. I've had a run through. I just want to go to the people, say, world, here I am. This is Jonathan. This is what I've got to say and do.
Would you like to mention any things that you wanted to say on the plinth? You said you want to speak about a few issues.
Yeah, there's going to be a few issues I'm talking about. A few rants, mostly, because sometimes it's just good to get things off your chest. See, the thing is, a small person has only a small way of conducting. If I wanted to say to the world, I think Gordon Brown isn't a good Prime Minister, there's not much way to get my point across. But with the plinth and one another, I have an audience of about 200 people, 300 people in the square, and hundreds, possibly thousands more worldwide watching me. So a small person like me can go to an audience of hundreds, and I'll be taking my point across and making my views clear on issues that affect me in 2009, such as Gordon Brown and how he's let us down, oh, it rhymes, smokers and how passive smoking is causing detriment, Christmas and how it's becoming commercialised, and other things such as the European Union, which to me is a waste of money.
And are you going up there as yourself today?
I will be going up as myself. I've had many suggestions to go up as a character, but I want to lose all the barricades, lose all the facades, show myself as who I am, put on the character of myself and talk about issues which are closer to my heart.
And can I ask what you chose to wear today?
I chose to wear my school uniform, mixture of rushing quickly to get here, making sure I'm not late. And this is something I just feel comfortable wearing. This tie I'm wearing sums up who I am in an artistic sort of way. And I just feel with this on, it expresses my personality through my clothes, which people often try to do.
And what were your three words that you used to describe yourself?
Three words I used to describe myself. I went for three things that were alliterative. All starting with UN. I went for unique, because I am like everyone else. I'm completely myself. I don't follow anybody else. Uncool. I don't follow any trends. You can't classify me as any class. I'll be myself. And I'm unimaginable, as I'm absolutely crazy. And I do what I feel is right, as long as it's legal, and not care what other people think, do, or say.
And can I ask, what's important to you at the moment in your life?
Important to me in my life right now is probably my studies to get on with school. My grades last year were not bad. But I wanted to hopefully do better this year so I can get a place at university where the grades are high.
Do you have any idea what you would like to study yet?
I'm very interested in maths and finance, so maybe something along the lines of accountancy would be interesting, but it's too early down the line, so 18 months away to think, well, what do I want to do? What do I want to set the next 30 years of my life doing? To say 18 months ahead, this is what I want to do. My life isn't predestined. I need to have time to look and sense what the decisions I should make are.
And what are you passionate about at the moment?
I'm very passionate about my school, the Royal Grammar School. I recently attended an open evening, and also I like my computer very much. I admit it, I am a fully fledged geek. I love nothing more than a bit of computer time, and I do enjoy just relaxing and studying, but just being myself and not having to be like anybody else is very important to me.
Can I ask you to speak a little about where you're from and your upbringing?
Of course. I was born in Chelmsford, which is a city in Essex. Now, my father, he's originally born in Italy, but he moved to Italy with his mother from Italy to England when he was 16. And when they were about 30 now, they met my mother. My father met my mother, who came down from Scotland on a trip to England, and they met in a jazz club in Essex. And from there on, the relationship there blossomed, and they've been married now 25 years, which actually, in current climates where divorce is so high, is actually quite an achievement, which, to be quite frank, is the way it really should be. If you get married, it should be for life. And I was born in Chelmsford, as I said, grew up in Colchester, and I've lived in Colchester all my life. I've attended the Colchester High School from the ages of 5 all the way up to 11, and I've attended the Royal Grammar from 12 all the way to sixth form, which will take me up to 18.
And what are your ambitions at this stage for your future that you imagine for yourself?
It's so hard to say, but I'm very interested in math, so something, a job, not just the pays well, pays isn't the big issue. I would rather have a happy job and be paid minimum wage than be bored out my skull, commuting to London every day, doing something I don't enjoy. So anything like accountancy, underwriting, something which feeds my passion with numbers and maths, is something I'd be very interested in.
And outside of work, other sort of life achievements like?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have many hobbies, but I suppose if I could somehow make my name known to people for good reasons, that would be something that would be very good.
And you're taking part in one another today.
Yes.
You'll be standing on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square. What kind of experience overall are you hoping to have?
I'm hoping to have an experience which is marvellous. It's probably the word I want to use. Just, I've seen people do it all the time. It's like I've seen an entire series of a show, and now I'm going to be in the show. And it was the last drawing I got a place in. So it's like on the last episode, I'm jumping inside the TV screen and I will be the star. So all the times I've been thinking about this person, oh, why are you dressing up as a Power Ranger standing doing nothing? Now I can actually stand there and be criticised by other people like me. And it's something which is very exciting, but I'm passionate about, and I really want to just go out there, be expressive and be effective.
And who are you doing this for?
I'm doing this for myself. Just, there is no charity which is going to benefit this. I'm going to support Boys Into Books, as I said, which is a good cause, but it's not a for-profit charity. And nobody told me to do this. I just freely of my own accord. In some ways, I suppose I'm doing it for Anthony Gormley, considering it's his artwork, which I'm very interested in because he gets people together. Because I think he did one in Colchester where he had little plasticine figures and he got the whole town together to admire and make with things. And his portrayal of how to get people together and express themselves is very fantastic. This one another is something I haven't seen anything like before, and I don't think I ever will see anything like again.
Is there anything else you would like to mention before you go and stand on the plinth tonight?
No, I'm as ready as I'm going to be to face my fate. and give the performance of my life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.